Tomorrow, the city of Phoenix is training its gaze on fathers. The Head Start Birth to Five program and My Brother's Keeper are joining together to host the 2017 Fatherhood Summit. This goal is to engage the community around to rally around a message for fathers. It's okay to get involved in your kids' education. In fact, it will help them be more successful in their early development. My Brother's Keeper is an initiative started by President Obama in 2014 to address opportunity gaps for young men of color. In Phoenix, they're aiming to work to turn early learning programs into father-friendly environments and provide fathers with the tools they need to help their children in their education. For more on this, I sat down with Martin Whitfield, My Brother's Keeper coordinator for the City of Phoenix, and Latricia Centers. She's Head Start Birth to Five program specialist at City Hall. And I started by asking them about the problem they're trying to fix here.
I don't think it's just specific to Phoenix. I mean, traditionally, it's been the mothers who have been more involved in the home when it comes to education. So I think with My Brother's Keeper, they have recognized kind of an absence of fathers in the home when it comes to education. So the Fatherhood Initiative kind of brings that all together and lets fathers know that, hey, it's cool to be involved with your kids in school. And it just more emphasis on being involved allows you to be more successful when it comes to education.
Parent involvement and parent engagement is one of the cornerstones of our program. And we have found through our Fatherhood Initiative, by really assessing the services we have around father engagement in terms of making our environments more father-friendly, engaging fathers in the enrollment process, in parent-teacher conferences, parent trainings, heightening their awareness and their education when it comes to a father's involvement, their interactions with their children, their interactions with their significant others, plays a dynamic role and has significant impact on the growth and development of their child. And it really helps strengthen broader communities because men, fathers, anybody that's involved with helping fathers and men become more engaged in the lives of young children really helps to bring about a stronger foundation.
Do you find that a lot of these sort of school programs, especially for young children, are centered or aimed toward mothers?
Yes. Historically, education has been kind of the unspoken, and some cultures and some ethnic backgrounds, that's kind of the focus. The women take care of the children, and they help foster the education of the children. And we, in our program, are really utilizing this as an opportunity to increase the awareness within the community, as well as males and fathers, that they play a vital role in the growth and development of young children. And so they need to step up and have a significant impact by doing little small things, reading to your children at night, singing songs with them, helping with homework. That's really the role of both parents, not just the sole responsibility of mothers, but encouraging and engaging fathers as well.
So obviously people who would attend a conference like this are going to be people who are interested in hearing the message. How do you reach those people who are not going to come to something like this?
Because we're reaching a wide, broad audience, the information that they gather and that they obtain that day will spread back at their prospective agencies and organizations within the school district. Individuals that come to the conference will be able to take back the information that they learn to their own individual families, to their work environments, to the community agencies, to their churches, to their synagogues, to their school environments. And by that happening, we are hoping to reach more people. Another thing that we are really focusing on is already planning and coordinating and preparing for next year. We don't want to make this a one-time opportunity. We want to expand this throughout the community and keep talking about it and advocating for strategies and agency mobilization so we can continue this effort beyond just this one-day summit.
From a broader perspective, I wonder what are some approaches that have worked around the country to try and get dads more involved? Are there programs that you're taking from and hoping to adopt things that have worked, or are there things that have worked here where you've seen real response?
I know that the DES community, they have various events and professional development opportunities to engage fathers who are absent from their children, to get them more engaged with their children by doing set-asides for child support, for example, enhancing their professional development opportunity in the area of child support and engagement and parenting time, and what does that mean to be involved with your children, even if you can't pay your child support at a particular time, while at the same time working with measures to put that child support financial commitment in place. There's other programs that focus on the mental health of the father and providing support services in that arena.
One of the things that strikes me listening to the list of programs that you're talking about is that it's not a given. Like, parenting is something you need to learn. Do you think most people realize that?
I'm not sure. Parenting is very difficult. I'm a parent of two teenage boys, and I come from a single parent home where my mother was very big into education, but my father was not there. So I had to learn a lot of things from my mother. But being a father and being very involved in what my kids do on a day-to-day basis is very important. Now, I can't speak for everyone, but I think this summit on Saturday will shine a spotlight on a lot of the issues that are going on in our community. Head Start is kind of the beginning of the cradle to career pipeline for not just young men of color, but all of our youth in our community.
That was Martin Whitfield, My Brother's Keeper Coordinator for the City of Phoenix, and Latricia Center's Head Start Birth to Five Program Specialist. They're coordinating the first inaugural Fatherhood Summit, Helping Boys Thrive, tomorrow at the Phoenix Convention Center.